Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be continuing our ascent upward as we continue through the Shir HaMa'alot, the 15 chapters of Aliyah, of climbing the ladder, today with Perekuf Chaf Vav, that's chapter 126, a chapter of great beauty and resonance, perhaps even more particularly today. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos, a song to the ascent. Bishuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion, Hayinu Kecholmim. David here, with Ruach HaKodesh, sees into the future. Before there is a Beit HaMikdash, which means, of course, before it could have been destroyed. Before the Jews could have been exiled and ripped from their homes. David sees the very, very happy day when the Shivat Tzion, when those who were taken captive from Tzion, those who were led away from home in shackles, will be coming back with great, great joy. And Rashi here says specifically, these are the Jews who will come back from Galut Bavel, from the exile to Bavel. But as the Radak points out, Shivat Tzion is not only Milashon Shevi, from the root word of captivity, but it is also Inyan Teshuvah, a language of return and a language of repentance. The ones who will come back will do so through the power of their repentance. First, they will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in their hearts, and it is then that they will return physically as they are led back from captivity. And as David HaMelech looks forward to this very, very, very beautiful day, he speaks of Hayinu Kecholmim, we were like dreamers. At the time that they will come back and the troubles will be behind them, they'll look back on the days of pain. And with joy, they'll say, the pain that we felt was like a dream. Because how joyous, how happy, how exultant are we that it's behind us, as if we're waking up. As the Ri Chiyun points out, often in our own mornings, a dreamer wakes up and says, oh, it was just a dream. And there's a disappointment as reality bangs us in the face, because we enjoyed where we were when our eyes were closed. But here it's the opposite. As yimaleis chok pino, there's a joy, because the reality we will wake up to will be far, far better than anything we could have dreamed of in our sleep. The wake up is the joy, and the trouble is behind us. Us, at that time, yimaleis chok pino, our mouths will be filled with laughter, ulshonenu rina, and our tongues with glad, glad song. And this will be in the time of the Geulah, when the captives will come home. And as is brought in Brachot Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that until this time of Higdil Hashem Lasot Im Eile, in our own days of Galut, there is never really a time when our mouth is full of laughter. But rather, as happy as we become, we're always a Jew with a split heart. And in our most happy days, when it goes so deep, for many of us, there's still often a section of our heart that's closed with pain. And as we laugh for the joy of today, sometimes we're also, secretly when no one's looking with a tissue, shedding a tear for a pain that still exists. There's a split heart for many of us. Halachically, this is actually recognized, where it is said that Mar, the son of Ravina, saw too much joy at his son's wedding in the aftermath of the Chorban HaBayit, and he halted the wedding dramatically when he smashed a glass. This has become the ancient minhag that continues to this day, where at our happiest times when two young people or older ones are getting married under a chuppah, we never forget Meshkachei Yerushalayim. And there's that glass that is smashed at the point of greatest joy to remember that our joy is never actually complete as long as the Beit HaMikdash is still in ruins. And as such, Hayinu Kecholmim, when it will be, we will be like these dreamers, where the bad and the pain will be behind us. As Yimaleis Chok Pinu, we will be fully happy, fully joyous. Our laughter will be complete, our song will be full. There will be no mixed emotions, there will be no tears. How amazing that sounds. And then will come Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Higdil Hashem la'asos im el. Excuse me. We're still in Pasuk Bet. Forgive me. We go back. Us, at that time, Yomru Bagoyim. Even the non-Jews will see. Higdil Hashem la'asos im eile. They will be able to perceive, and as the Mitzvot David points out, they'll realize, Higdil Hashem. This has not happened to the Jews because of any earthly reason, because the Jews are strong or the Jews are smart. But Higdil Hashem, this greatness comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has chosen to deal kindly with the Jewish people. As if, this is a chidush, as if, as the Malbim says, this is news. The response of Klal Yisrael is, Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Higdil Hashem la'asos imano. This is not new, that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing kindly with us. It has always been the case. Hayinu smechem. Already in the past, already when we were in the time of pain or the time of trouble, when we were still held captive, hayinu smechem. We had an inner joy and an inner confidence because we always knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Higdil Hashem. Not the surprise or the shock of the goyim when they see the captives coming home, but an inner confidence that we always, always had. Now, while we're not yet at that time of complete joy, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. O Hashem, Shuva Hashem es shivisenu. Return our captives. Ka'afikim banegev. The imagery here, the mashal here, is to a farmer who plants in the Negev, in a place that is very, very dry. Most of us are not farmers and haven't planted lately. But the imagery is clear. Where when a person would plant in the Negev, this dry, arid desert, there wasn't tremendous faith about what would grow. Because again, the water source was not there. But then they would find Afikim Banegev. Suddenly the great joy, the great surprise of what is unexpected. Where if a person would plant in lush, rich farmland, and then things grow, there's the expectation that that is what will occur. However, planting in the Negev, in dry desert, when one finds afikim, when one finds springs in the desert, then there's a tremendous joy because this is unexpected. And as such, hazorim b'dim'ah, throughout the galut, we as Jews have been planting in the Negev. We have been planting with tears, and there didn't seem to be a natural water source, except for these painful tears that we've been crying all along. In the words of Rashi, though, Yisrael zor'in lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzedakah b'dim'ah b'galut. We are forever planting tzedakah, good deeds, kindness, tearfully throughout the galut. However, there is the expectation, hazor'im b'dim'ah, those who sow tearfully, those who plant crying and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perhaps see something from these efforts, birina yiktzoru, with song, with joy, do we harvest. The Malbim points out the imagery over here, that there are actually two scenarios with which we have been told that our geula can come. There is bi'ito, and there is achishana. In other words, there is a designated time at the end of history by which time the Geula must come. Says he, that would be like a farmer who plants in rich soil and expects the Geula to come, and so therefore he is satisfied when his harvest grows. That would be the experience of Klal Yisrael, where by the end of time, we believe that Mashiach must come. But Achishena, there is the scenario, which is much preferred, that we will rise to the challenge and be the best Jews we can be, where Mashiach will not have to wait on the shelf until the end of history, but because we will get it together and we be the Jews who will force history to be on our side, we will bring Mashiach before the predestined time. That, says the Malbim, will be ka'afikim banegev, unexpected, like springs of water that are found in a dry desert. And it's the sheer joy of something that is unhoped for. We are the evel, mourning, itself is turned to sason, to great joy. In such a scenario, It is the added joy of what is unexpected. Not only unexpected, but that which we will receive will be so much more than that which we counted on. And the imagery continues over here. Halach yelech uvacho. The one who is walking along crying as they plant. Nosei meshech hazara. But then brings in the harvest of the most valuable seed. Bo yavo virina. Such a person will return. He left crying, but will come back boyavo birina with great joy. Nosei alumosav, bearing his sheaves, bearing this tremendous, tremendous harvest. I have to share. I'm recording this in February, and it's only going to be heard in June. I hope that we as a Jewish people will be in a tremendously different place, where the Zor'im Bedima that has been taking place, the tearful planting, since the start of this war, I hope we'll already be in the place of looking back and saying, Hayinu kecholmim. But we're now at the stage where slowly, slowly, through Ashkachat Hashem and His great kindness, we're seeing the trickle of hostages coming home, of Shivat Tzion, of Jews who are snatched, being returned, three each week, back home to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael. And I believe many of us are sharing in the experience of, it's not yet a full joy. Every Jewish person who comes back, who has returned, holds such joy for us. There is such Yeshua, there is such gratitude that one more child came back to his family. At the same time, there's such pain at those who are still held, and at the awareness that this is not the ultimate Yeshua that we hoped for. We want more. We want bigger. We want to see Yad Hashem Bigadol. We want to come to the time of Azimale Schok Pinu. We want to come to the time where the joy will be complete, where there will not still be tears for those who are still held, where there still not will be crying for the soldiers whose lives are in danger, for Eretz Yisrael that feels so unfulfilled. But we long and hope, and this I believe is a song for now, and I hope again, by the time this is heard, we'll be singing, we'll be laughing, we'll be looking back on a very bad dream with the understanding that always, Higdil Hashem lasos imanu, the Geula, the Yeshua, the return can be so great and so big. May we be zocha to be those dreamers. May we be zocha to be those Jews where there is no tear to cloud our joy. And there is only the full song of Shuva Hashem Eshevisenu. Thank you for studying L'Iloi Nishmat, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel.